Seems like I was only talking to you yesterday. Oh, hang on, I was. Of course, yesterday, too big a story, couldn't wait for today, of course, and that is the Light and Sound show that's going to be part of the Waterfront Precinct with Stage 2 of the Living City. Details of that were released yesterday. And I guess the question I've got today is, since it was released, what's the response been like? I was quite excited when I first heard about it.
I think most people are excited about the possibilities. I think I probably need to put a caveat on that in that we don't have funding for it yet.
True.
So it's certainly our vision, and we've put kind of a little taste of it up on our website, on the Living City webpage, and given people a little taste of what it might look like. And as I said, we've already been talking about it for quite some time, but yeah. We're now looking to find some sources of funding. So really excited about the possibility, and I think it would just be almost the icing on the cake, I guess.
Like I said, I was excited when I heard about it yesterday. I can't wait for it myself. So $3 million in funding required, and it won't cost the council much at all, really.
No, that's our hope, absolutely. Yeah. and to bring, you know, $4.5 million a year extra into our economy, I think is a really important part of that.
Terrific. Yeah, when we spoke last, there was going to be some decisions made about what would happen in place of the Christmas parade and New Year's Eve, because we know they have to be cancelled because of restrictions with crowd sizes. And you've had a committee working on it. They've taken some recommendations to the council. What point are we at the moment now? We've actually got a few ideas, haven't we?
Particularly our staff have been working on it for quite some time, looking at ways that we can do probably very much low cost or no cost to community. Things like a light festival, hopefully getting people to find those Christmas lights, see if they work, and, yep. and do some decorating. We're looking to have some free Christmas-themed family movies on the big screen in Market Square, so we think that's a great way to use that facility. And we're in negotiations. We're hoping Santa will come and do some visits during that month as well.
Right, so. Yeah. You talk about Christmas lights. I remember back in the early 90s, Devonport was huge for Christmas lights. My kids were little. My mother-in-law from the West Coast came up and stayed one Christmas with us, and we took her out to actually tour. And we're going through the past these, and she said, "Don't slow down. They'll think you're sticky beaking." We said, "That's what they want us to do." We had to explain it to her. But it was a big thing a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, and there were some parts of town and some cul-de-sacs and some smaller streets that really worked together and formed a whole all little community of those, and so we're hoping that'll happen again.
Yeah, be good if we can capture some of that. Now, my next dot point says rant. It's not where you're going to have a rant. It stands for Regional Art Network of Tasmania. They're actually going to relocate to Devonport.
Yeah, look, we're really excited about forming this partnership. Their CEO came to us a couple of months ago and has been talking to our staff and workshopped it with council, and we passed it on Monday night that we would offer them the old gallery for 12 months free of rent, and then we would relook at all of the advantages that we think RANT are going to bring to our community in providing some community workshops and support for artists in our community. There's a whole range of possibilities. They actually administer federal funding around regional arts, so they're a well-established organisation.
Yeah, it's great that we've got them based on the northwest coast now. And so after 12 months, they'll be they may even take over the venue. Is that
yeah, look, we'll be renegotiating at the end of that 12 months. So, you know, we sort of certainly see it as a long-term partnership, but the initial offer is 12 months.
Okay, the council's annual report is now available on the website, and you've got an annual meeting coming up next week, in fact.
Monday week, yes.
Notice the motions have to be submitted by next Tuesday, and then it's the following week after that. Yeah.
That's right. We're looking for those to be part of our agenda so that we can put it out to community, so anyone who's interested can see what motions will be put before the AGM and have an opportunity to have input if they'd like to.
Yeah, the AGM's always open to the public, and I think in the past it's been held in the Town Hall Theatre and a few other larger venues than the council chambers, but even having said that, of course, everything these days is strictly to do with numbers.
Yeah, and certainly we've moved upstairs into the convention centre, so we do have room space for a lot more people than we've been able to accommodate in our Aberdeen room, but we do ask people to register.
Okay, and they do that with the council on the website, or just give them a call.
Yep.
And you need to register by noon on the day of the meeting.
Yes, please. Yeah,
terrific. Okay. And finally, Annette, we've got something else to talk about before that. 2610 week. That's on right now, in fact.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of it now.
But they used to call it Adult Literacy Week once
upon a time. I think it's similar. Yeah, that's right. So it's just an opportunity to, I guess, put out there that there are opportunities for adults in our community who might have some issues around literacy to... There are lots of opportunities now in our community for them to be able to work on that, and there are volunteers who help improve literacy skills, and there are opportunities to, as I said, to improve that without any shame or being worried about that. And you know, that's, I guess, just publicising that there are those opportunities and celebrating the fact that people are keen to do that and that there are opportunities for them to do so.
They run quite a few programs at the library, don't they?
They do, absolutely,
Which I think is a logical place for it, when you think about it. We've spoken about Australia Day Citizenship Awards. That, I think you've got till the end of November to nominate those because you've only got one meeting before January. But Australia Day itself will probably take a different form again next year because of all the restrictions that are in place.
Look, we're not really sure how that's going to look just yet, but we're still really keen to do our awards and recognise our Citizen of the Year, Young Citizen of the Year. And we also have a Community Event of the Year, which will be...
a small field, I'd suggest, this year.
look, there are people doing some great things, but we did have 6 months before.
Yeah.
But it's certainly 2020, there hasn't been a lot of that kind of thing. But certainly the people have been doing some amazing individual things and we're really keen to recognise people in our community who have contributed and we urge other people to help us to recognise that, to give us the opportunity to...
So I'm only guessing, but I'm right in saying that the nominations close at the end of November?
That's exactly right. Yep. Wednesday the 2nd of December, in fact. But yep. Yeah, because we do have to make decisions around those in the December council meeting, ready for... January,
yeah, indeed. Annette, thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate it, as always. We won't be catching up in a fortnight because I'll be on holidays, but we'll see you again in a month.
Oh, nice for some.
I think I deserve it.
Thanks, Martin.
Annette Rockliffe, the Mayor of Devonport, today's Mayor on the Air.